Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening. First of all, today is one of those odd days, but I wanted to start off with kind of a hero worship thing. I've, for many years, enjoyed, listened to, felt like the amazing career of Bill Gates was worthy of being a hero, worthy of somebody to admire. I have changed that opinion a little bit lately based on some of the things that he's been accused of. I've kind of walked away from because he hasn't denied them. He's simply, stop. But one of the things I do have, and one of the things that's important to me, is I do have a couple of heroes that pretty much have never developed the feet of clay that other people have. And never been, never let me down. One of them is Walter Payton. I first saw Walter Payton play football back in 1975. I saw him returning kicks for the Bears. If you think about Walter Payton's career, 16,000 rushing yards. His first year, for the most part, he was predominantly, a kick returner. He later became the fixture running back that first season, but for a few games, he was returning kickoffs, and it just always amazes me how talented that person was, but also what a great human being he was as well. And he remains somebody that I'm, he is my hero. I choose to believe that. I choose to celebrate his life and celebrate his achievements. The other hero I have is a less known person, but it's basically, it's my parents, the two people that raised me, kind of brought me into this world, but also kind of guided me and gotten me to where I am as a human being. And I do truly have the same kind of hero worship for them that I had for Walter Payton, and at one time for Bill Gates. And that got me thinking about, kind of this concept of heroes, right? If you think about what a hero is, your expectations will change over time, right? You look for, what is it that I need from a hero? What is it I want from a hero? But more importantly, ultimately, what is it that the hero's doing? I've had a number of heroes that I later became extremely disappointed in. The first one was Thomas Jefferson. I idolized everything Jefferson did for many years until I learned the truth about Jefferson. That, in fact, his friend, Thaddeus Tedeschi, who was the Polish general who came to America, served in the Revolutionary War, and instead of taking the money that was due him for serving in the Revolutionary War from the U.S. government, he gave that money to Jefferson with the sole and express requirement that Jefferson would free his slaves. And Jefferson agreed, took the money and agreed. Tedeschi obviously sadly dying before Jefferson. And ultimately, Jefferson not coming through with his promise. He did not free his slaves. He kept them, and then willed them to surviving families. So Jefferson in my book, gone history, toast, not a hero anymore. And there are a number of other people in that boat as well, people that just ultimately didn't live up to the expectations that I had for them, which got me thinking about what my expectations are. And maybe they're a little bit too high. Maybe they're a little bit too lofty for what a hero really is. I'll end with my current thinking process around what a hero is. Basically, a hero is somebody who can connect with you on a level and help you understand what it is that they're able to bring to both the story, but also to you. So when you think about what a hero can do, a hero might be somebody as simple as a hand reaching, into the water and pulling you to safety. That's a hero. Holding that person to a higher standard doesn't necessarily mean that they're less of a hero or more of a hero, just that's where they are. My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. Thanks for listening.